Well, hello, hello, and welcome to episode 39. I'm actually very excited about this episode one because we're so close to 40, but also I want to share with you all some tips that I have found very helpful. Now, if you haven't heard, I just had my second baby. It's actually 11 weeks today. I had my baby 11 weeks ago, and my daughter turned 3 last month. So now I am a toddler mom, plus we're starting over with the newborn, right? So I'm sharing with you some of the tips that I have been really finding helpful in this season of my life with, you know, just a change. I had, as you all know, I had some really strong routines and habits in place with my toddler, and we're still doing that. But of course, as you know, with a new baby, you do have to adjust a little bit. So these are some of the tips that I want to share with you. I'm calling this some simple self-care tips that every busy mom needs to try. And if you're a mom, I know you're busy. So whether you're working, a working mom, or even a stay-at-home mom, it doesn't matter what you have going on, it's busy. I already know. So I want you to try these tips. Hey, mom friend. Welcome to Toddler Mom Diaries podcast. I want to help you build a beautiful, godly marriage, raise your children in the Lord, and create an organized, Christ-centered home. It's time to go from settling for the world's expectations of marriage and family to enjoying home life, marriage, family, and parenting God's way. I know that deep desire in your heart to thrive as a godly wife and a Christian mom while living out the purpose that God has for you. You just need to know how to do it, and I'm here to help. Hey girl, I'm Larissa J. I'm a wife, toddler mom, and Christian personal development coach. It wasn't long ago when I was an overwhelmed mom and a stressed out elementary teacher, but I decided to go all in and trust God with my life. I quit my job in order to do what I was feeling called to do, focus on family. I felt the calling to create this podcast for you, mom friend, because I want you to know that you're not alone, and that doing this thing God's way is better than anything you could have ever imagined. We're gonna get right into it. I'm gonna share with you 7 different things that I recommend that you try just to make sure that you're pouring into yourself. Because as moms, as wives, we're pouring into our families, right? We're pouring into our husband, we're pouring into our children, we're always giving and serving. And so in order to continue to do that, we have to make sure that we're tending to ourselves as well, because you can't pour from an empty cup. So we want to make sure that our cups are full as well, and we're taking care of ourselves even in the midst of taking care of the ones that we love. So let's get right into number 1. The first thing is, and I will always advocate for this, it is quiet time. We've talked about this in previous episodes, but quiet time is so important. And for me, I usually like to recommend this in the form of a morning routine. I think that morning routines are just so valuable. We've talked about it before. You can check my previous episode, you can check my blog, you can check my YouTube, wherever you're listening to me or reading my content, I advocate for a really good morning routine. Okay, so a morning routine includes your quiet time. This is the time where you get just to be quiet. I usually recommend, you know, you pray, you spend time with God, play some worship music, maybe journal, practice some gratitude, and get things done. Before I had my second baby, that was what I did. I would wake up at 5 in the morning when it's just my toddler, and I would use that time to pray, to worship, to listen to the Lord, if he was speaking anything to me that day, to look at my planner, because I always advocate for a planner, right? Look at my planner. What do I need to do today? And then I would take care of things like, you know, if I'm going to work out, or, you know, I like to cook my dinners in the morning time so that I don't have to be in that scramble at the end of the day, the dinner scramble. I like to cook in the morning, so I would add that to my morning routine, and I have positive affirmations, speaking the word over my life. I would look at my goals for my life and just different things, read a book, read the Bible, all the things. And just that quiet time was so, so valuable. Now, of course, now having a baby as well as a toddler, so having a 3-year-old and a 2-month-old at this time, it does look a little different, but I still find a way to get my little quiet time in. And sometimes it may not be first thing in the morning like it used to be. It's not 5 a.m. right now. I'll be honest with you. It's not 5 a.m. because I'm still getting up with my baby throughout the night. But if I can get it done in the morning, sometimes it may be 7 a.m, I'll do it. Sometimes it looks like now, after I'm finished recording this podcast, it'll probably be after 1 o'clock in the afternoon, but the kids are taking a nap and that's when I'm gonna get my quiet time in. So whatever that looks like for you, I highly recommend making sure you have a quiet time. It is so valuable, and use that time to do whatever it is that you need to do, but pour into yourself. Definitely make sure you spend time with the Lord. And then whatever else is important, like I recommend reading a book, you know, maybe get an exercise in, maybe cook some meals or do whatever chores you need to do, is a blessing. Okay, the second thing that I recommend is do something that you enjoy. Okay, do something that you enjoy. And sometimes you can even sprinkle in a variety of things. I think this is very important, especially when we're busy on the go and we're doing all the things. And sometimes those moments can get intense. You're a mama. You know what I'm talking about. There are those intense moments where there's just a lot happening all at one time. And because we do have days that look like that, then it's important that we kind of treat ourselves throughout the day as well. So do something that you enjoy, and it can be very simple. It does not have to be complex. I know we look on social media and we see all these elaborate, luxurious self-care. Child, please, you don't need all of that. Self-care is simply that, caring for yourself. And truth be told, you can do that by simply drinking a cup of tea, if you're like me and that's what you enjoy, or a cup of coffee. Sometimes I like a nice cup of herbal coffee, iced herbal coffee is a treat, you know, and just sit on the couch and be still and enjoy that. Or painting your nails or getting your nails done, or exercising if you're really into staying in shape, or setting goals for yourself and seeing yourself reach those goals. Or maybe it's watching a favorite show, just taking a moment to just sit down and watch something, you know, to give your brain a break. Maybe it's chatting on the phone. Maybe you're very social and you need to call a friend and just have a conversation one day. Or maybe create something. And I think that this is really important for all of us to really enjoy creating. We are made in the image of God, and God is the ultimate creator, right? Creator of heaven and earth, creator of you and me. Like, he's amazing, and he made us to be like him, and we all have the ability to create something. So that's another way that you can care for yourself, is to create something, make something. What is it that you enjoy to create? Is it that you like going in the kitchen and cooking a really good meal? I've actually been enjoying that. Or baking something that your family's gonna love. Do you knit? Do you sew? Do you crochet? Can you paint? You know, what is it that you are able to create that you enjoy creating? Decorating. There's a lot of crafty women out there. You know, whatever it is, create something. Take a moment to say, you know, I'm going to sit down, I'm just going to make something. I'm going to cook this meal, or I'm going to sew this blanket, or whatever it is that you like to do. I'm going to paint this portrait. But take some time out to create something. The third thing is to take a walk. I have been loving this one. And don't get me wrong, this is, all of these things may not be alone, right? Like, when I take my walks, usually I take my kids. Sometimes it's just me and my daughter, if, you know, my husband has our son. But sometimes I take both the kids, and I'll put the baby in the little wrap. We use like a boba wrap. Excuse my stomach. We use a boba wrap. And then I'll walk with my daughter and hold her hand. And we just enjoy the weather, the sun, the birds chirping, the breeze on our face. It is incredible. It's amazing. I love our walks. My daughter loves the walks too. But it's just something about just switching it up, getting out of the house and enjoying the sunshine, enjoying nature, enjoying God's creation. So definitely do that. Go outside, even if you just need to take the kids out in the backyard and let them play, and you just kind of sit there or stand there and just enjoy the sun on your face for a moment. That counts as self-care. Get some fresh air, mama. Don't be cooped up in that house all day feeling worn out. If you're getting to that point where you just need, you know, a little switch up, you just need a moment, you need something different, you need a recharge, try going outside. Number four is, yes, to get some time alone. Now, we're busy moms, right? So it's probably not going to be a whole 5 hours of you by yourself. That's very unlikely for many of us. However, sometimes even just 5 minutes or 10 minutes or 15 minutes of just time alone, whether that looks like you getting to go to the bathroom by yourself without having the squad accompany you, or maybe you taking a shower, just a quick quiet shower, you know, you have your little shower gels or your shampoo, something that smells good, maybe put on some music for just a moment to just enjoy that time for yourself. Or maybe you get to read a book for a few minutes while the kids are napping, or while your husband watches the kids, or whatever your situation is. It is important to make sure that you are taking time alone for yourself. Like I said, it doesn't have to be a large amount of time. Now, some of you may be able to have a babysitter come and, you know, you can go do whatever, or you have, you know, a nanny or whatever your situation may be. But if you're like in my scenario, it's me and my husband. It's teamwork and we are working it out with the two of us, and it's great. But with that, I make sure that I do steal away some time for myself, whether that's at night when the kids are sleeping and I want to read a book, or in this case, they're taking a nap and I want to record a podcast, or sometimes it's just, hey, I just worked out, you know, and I asked my husband, hey, can you just watch the kids for a few minutes so I can just jump in the shower and just feel fresh again, right? Just that time alone, just like a little boost of recharge. And when I come out that shower, let me tell you, like, I'm ready to get back in the game, okay? So have some time alone. Number five, take breaks. Now, I was a classroom teacher for 11 years. I've worked in childcare and with children for the past 22 years. So I have always gotten a break. When I look back on, regardless of what job or what scenario I was in where I was working with kids, there was always a break. And that's no different. Just because we're moms and these are our children, we still need to make sure that we are taking breaks. Don't sit up here and try to go the whole day without any type of break and you're just with them 24/7, because you don't want to burn yourself out. So just like I think about, just like when I was in the classroom and I would get two breaks in that scenario, and I would get my lunch break, which most of the time was just me by myself. And then I would also get a break where they would go to art or music or PE or wherever they would go. That was another chunk of time where I got a break. So it's the same thing with you. Schedule out some time in the day where you get a break. Maybe that is your quiet time in the morning while everybody else is sleeping. Maybe that's when they're taking a nap and you're choosing to use that time. It's just a brief time to get a break and just, like I said, pour into yourself. Maybe it's lunchtime. You know, regardless of where you plug it in, try to get a break or two. Like I said, it doesn't have to be long. You know, in some jobs I've worked at, the break was only 15 minutes, but that 15 minutes just gives you that little boost that you need to keep going. So choose some time, but definitely make sure, even though you're a mama, you still need to make sure that you take a break. Get your breaks in, schedule them out. Usually nap time is the best time to do this, or at nighttime when they're going to bed, or in the morning when they're not awake yet. And honestly, you can even train your kids. Like I've trained my daughter, like if I just need an extra random time that's not within our usual schedule, I'll say, hey, like I'm gonna, you know, send you to your room and you can go play and I need to do blah, blah, blah. And then I'll come back and get you. And she knows, like, okay, I'm hanging out in my room for a minute. I'm gonna go play. She has toys and she does her thing independently. And that just gives me that time that I need. So if you are not able to do that, or you haven't trained your kids to do that, I definitely would highly recommend implementing that as a routine or as a regular habit, where they know if mom says, hey, I need to go to my room to go play, have independent time or play time or quiet time or whatever you wanna call that, you can always pull that card out your back pocket if you feel like, ooh, I need a break right now. Okay, guys, let's do quiet time. Everybody go to their room and read a book if your kids are old enough to read. You can give different activities depending on the age of your child. So I definitely recommend that. Okay, number six is date night. Most of us are married with children, right? So you still want to make sure that you're prioritizing your man, your husband, and your marriage. Just because you have children, don't let society lie to you. They'll tell you, oh, put your kids first. Oh, yeah. No. your man still goes first. Your husband is still your priority. And that doesn't change just because you have children. You still want to keep him as your priority. Even though I have a 3-year-old and now a 2-month-old, I'm still prioritizing my husband. I think this is so important and it's not talked about enough. So I want to make sure that I emphasize that to you. So within all this, part of your self-care is also taking care of the most important relationship you have with your husband. You want to make sure that that's good, because when you and your husband are good, like, you good, and that's a part of self-care. So prioritize that. Date night is important. And again, I know everyone's scenario is different. Some of you are able to get a babysitter. Some of you are not. In my case, we don't do the babysitter thing. So for my husband and I, we just make it a point every Saturday night. That's our date night. My 3-year-old, she knows. Now she knows. Are you and daddy having date night? Like, she knows what's up. Yes, tonight is date night. So she knows. She goes to bed a little bit earlier than normal so that my husband and I can have our time while she's sleeping. And usually the baby is sleeping. Sometimes he wakes up, but it's not an interruption to our evening together. So I definitely recommend having a date night, prioritizing your husband, however that looks. Like I said, it doesn't have to be elaborate. Nobody said you have to go to this 5-star restaurant and get all dressed up. Now, if that's what you want to do, great, go for it. But you can also keep it really simple, and you can do it at home, just carving out time where it's just you and your husband, put the kids to bed, and enjoy that, just like before you had kids. Enjoy that time together. Nurture that relationship, because when the kids grow up and they move out and they're on their own doing their thing, it's still going to be you and your husband. And so you don't want to neglect that relationship. Number 7 is to read or listen to a book. This ties into personal development. I am all about personal development. I think that it's important that we as women are constantly allowing the Lord to work in us and improve us, and we should be growing all the time and learning. So read a book or listen to a book, depending on your preference. I personally love to read. I'm visual. I love seeing the words. I love underlining in my book. And I do this nonfiction, right? Like, I read books that are going to teach me something, help me to grow and improve myself. When I was younger, I definitely loved reading fiction books, and that's fine for entertainment, but you definitely want to make sure that you're also pouring into yourself, challenging yourself, growing yourself. Pick a book on a topic that you want to know more about and read it. And if you guys want me to share some of the things that I suggest, some of the books that I suggest and I've been loving, I can share that with you. Let me know. But I definitely recommend that you read a book or listen to a book. Make time. We make time for what's important to us. So hopefully you try some of these tips, mama. I hope that they're a blessing to you, just like they have been a blessing to me. No matter what season you're in, you've got this. Be encouraged. Keep going. Your role as a wife and a mom is valuable. So be encouraged. Keep going. Take care of yourself and rely on the Holy Spirit to help you. And I will talk to you soon.